Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never would just want to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You've kept up with the times. For example, you're fluent in texting.
Honey, what does IGTTSWA mean?
It means I'm going to the store, want anything.
If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org for a quick 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. And it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Check out aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my
shoes.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mom was always very organized.
But my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a terrible Tuesday edition. Not the quality of the content, of course. I just mean, you know, it could be a better day.
Oh, we're the terrible twos on a terrible Tuesday. Evan on the board, our fair audience. Happy, happy Tuesday to us all.
Dominic, I want to get the audience involved pretty close to the top today. We've got the phone lines open at 844-967-2789. Our buddy Evan, lightly screening them at best. But here is the breaking news. And Dom, we're expecting some more breaking news. Oathkeeper verdict breaking soon. It's got to be guilty, right?
Yeah, God, I hope
so. Seditious conspiracy. That would be the first big one for the DOJ. And then, you know, that's when the real pain starts coming for Trump, I would hope, Dom. But beyond that, Dom, Donald Trump will be your Republican nominee, and the craven Republican Party will come crawling back. And I can defend that point of view.
I know you can. I still don't believe it.
Dominic, Senator Alberta Darling announced her retirement. You know, we kind of missed the topic. I think we should take some time today and make sure to say good riddance to her.
Yes, my state Senator Alberta Darling, good riddance.
I would take note of the fact there is not a declared Democratic candidate yet for that position.
Well, there better be a good one, Crudy, or I might just have to step up and do it myself.
Oh, don't talk a big game, man. Because I've already double dog dared you, man. Anyways,
a double dog dare, then you have to. I'm almost obligated then, Crudy.
And put your tongue on that icy pole right there.
No, I won't do it.
Dom, here's the breaking news I want the audience's involvement with. This breaking this afternoon actually really hasn't broken yet, but I'm going to break it for you. The Waukesha parade judge, Jennifer Darrow, is running for Wisconsin Supreme Court. And Dom, this, as we have pointed out, this spring Supreme Court race, this February primary and April general election, is really about the balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And this decision on behalf of Judge Darrow, I think, is really troubling for all the Democrats. All of us that would hope to win the balance of the court, I think the star that she won during the course of this trial, I think the fact that she's announcing tomorrow in front of the Waukesha County Courthouse, I think she's basically going to run a law and order candidacy. She's the one that sentenced the Darrell Brooks to hundreds of years in prison. And she's using that celebrity phone to run as a conservative candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Or at least that's the announcement impending tomorrow, according to her husband. At least it's being reported in a couple different sources, Dom. So what say you, man? I think that this, A, because of her celebrity, her notoriety, I mean, I think this is big. Because Dan Kelly sucks. Dan Kelly already yeah. lost this race.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about that. Because Dan Kelly has already been in the race. Dan Kelly, much like I would think Rebecca Clayfish on the gubernatorial level, has probably lined up lots of support. I mean, this